At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yes, we are. The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We'll get to that in a moment.
Throwback Day.
Thursday trivia is coming up momentarily.
Mike's very distracted by Twitter today. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you know me.
Let's take a look at some of the college football matchups happening this weekend. Georgia Tech is traveling to Boulder to take on Deion Sanders' Colorado team.
Boy, I hope. I'm very excited for this game.
Me too.
Because it'll be the first of Tech's 10 wins, so State can.
There you go.
So State's going to take us to dinner or something. Why would you pick Tech? You're ridiculous. No, look, I'm excited because I like Brent Key a lot. I've gotten to sit down with him, talk to him off the record. He's a football coach, man.
Yeah.
I know people are like, yeah, that's his job. But you know, when you get frustrated with how some coaches handle their business, the one thing I'll say about the main two state institutions in this in Georgia is they have real football coaches as their football coach.
Yeah.
They're like there's no BS, right? They're straight up football coach 24/7.
Yeah. I'm a huge Brent Key fan as well as Kirby Smart, obviously, and I'm stoked about this game too. I can't remember being this excited for a Tech opener, and be it on Friday. I did talk to Day Day. I don't know if you guys saw the news that the Buffalo is not
Ralphie.
Going to Ralphie is I can't remember the wording of it, but he's not going to be running out at the games.
Mm.
I think the wording was indifference to running. You know what I mean? It wasn't like sickness or injury. It was Ralphie will not be running out for the near future. It's indifference to running, and he just doesn't.
He told him, look,
no, he doesn't want to run.
You know what he did? He said, you're going to give me a pay raise or I'm not running no more. And so they said, all right, well, what we're going to do is we're going to transition you.
Yeah, he said he's going to hit the portal.
Well, they're transitioning him. Like, they're like, you can sit there. He's just standing this year and they're training a new Ralphie, like his successor. I kid you not. This is a real freaking story. I read it.
He's going to hit the portal and go to Buffalo, the actual school, Buffalo. He's headed out. I hit Day Day up because Day Day is going to this game. And, you know, he's got family over in Boulder. And so he's flying out for the game. He's going to go and watch Georgia Tech take on Colorado. And I was like, hey, how are you feeling about Ralphie? And he was like, that's really unfortunate, man.
Aww.
The kids were excited about Ralphie. I was like, man, that sucks, dude.
He won't even be there. They won't even be there. He won't even have. So Ralphie number 6, which is nicknamed Ember, is retiring after 4 years in the role. She does not like to run.
That's what I'm saying. The actual thing I read said indifference to running.
So but
I was like, yes, here's I feel that in every fiber of my being.
And I know that we're way off, but who cares? This is fun. Ember will now transition to a companion buffalo role, living with Ralphie Five on their ranch, the people that I guess run it. Due to an indifference to running, typical of many mammals, both four-legged and two-legged, it was determined that it was in Ember's best interest, based on her disposition, to focus on relaxing strolls on the pasture, which is her favorite hobby. This is a real freaking quote.
I know, man.
From a real article on CBS
crazy.
Sports.
It was crazy. I sent it to Day-Day, and I was like, dude, I need a comment. He was like, yeah, it sucks.
Aww.
With Ralphie's, as they age, their speed typically decreased. With Ralphie 5, she's been so excited to run that she was actually running too fast, which created safety concerns for her handlers. That was Ralphie 5. This is Ralphie 6. So they're gonna train a new Ralphie, hopefully, by the end of the season.
Okay. Well, yeah, you either love or hate running, and Ralphie 6 says, no, thanks.
I love that. Indifference.
All right, so George is going to take on Marshall at home.
Yeah, that's... That's the least sexy matchup I think Georgia's had early season in a while. It's not definitely not the Clemson matchup that we saw a year ago. But I think for where this team is at and for some of the question marks you feel like you have and some of the new receivers you feel like you're getting involved in this offense, I think it makes sense. I think Georgia fans can probably breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief, although at no point have I think they feared some of their openers. But I think having a situation like this allows them to kind of hit the ground running and make sure they get their feet up under them.
The biggest story or the biggest question out of this game as it stands, which you kind of think of, is will they cover? Because it's a ridiculous spread, and Kirby Smart is like notorious for not covering like these 30-point spreads. I think it might be like, I want to say it's like 35 points or something, the point spread, and that's like the thing that Kirby never covers, these gargantuan spreads. Which is, you know, part of that is because, you know, the way Kirby is, he's like, yeah, what's the, you know, he doesn't care. None of that matters to him. The spread is 38.5.
Yeah, they're going to work on the things they need to do to work on moving forward. And I got to tell you guys this. I have an admission to make here. When we talk about Gunnar Stockton, Ty Simpson, Arch Manning kind of belongs to that. Like, I caught myself contradicting my own
yourself?
Words. Allow myself to introduce myself. No, I've caught myself. I was like, you know, I hate that these players, they got to play right away. And if they're not starting year one as a quarterback, they're transferring somewhere else. And in the same breath, I was like, you know, I just don't know. Ty Simpson couldn't beat out Jalen Milroe. Gunnar Stockton couldn't beat out Carson Beck. Arch Manning couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers. What are we doing? I don't know what to expect out of these guys. And it's like, I can't have both.
Right.
You know what I mean? Either I like them staying and, you know, getting their legs up under them and learning the system, or I don't. So My arrow is pointing up for the quarterbacks that have been in the system
that's,
for a while.
That's kind of like the conversation we just had about practice squad players. You can't say that they're bums and that they shouldn't play and that they can't beat out guys. They can't, you know, make active rosters and then turn around and say, well, you know, you got to give these guys time. They got to, you know, sometimes they can grow in systems. I mean, there's Tyson Klebos out there. Like, there's, you know, I mean, McElroy didn't walk in and start when he was there. And AJ McCarron didn't beat out McElroy when he first came. Like, they're talking about quarterbacks, and it happens. I mean, it's growth. Sometimes it's not physical attributes, but it's the football IQ, right,
for
of those
sure.
things you're doing.
For
especially
sure.
at the quarterback position, right?
Absolutely.
Well, and it can be a case-by-case situation.
And some guys just aren't very good either, so there's also that.
So Georgia State is going to take on number 21 Ole Miss on the road.
Woo! That might not go well. Although they've upset,
don't
SEC
sleep on
teams before. They got Vanderbilt last year. Remember, after Vanderbilt got somebody,
I'd be curious.
Virginia
enough,
Tech.
Do we have anybody listening that's a Georgia State fan or grad that's just going to go hang out at the Grove? That's what I want to know.
Let me tell you something. If you're a Georgia State fan and you're going to go to any game on the road ever, it should be this.
This
one.
One's the one.
This should be this one.
This one is the one.
Been to the Grove. It is a great time. It is a phenomenal environment.
Yeah. Speaking of which, this Friday, Game of the Year live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday, 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And we have big week one contests all weekend long on 92.9 The Game, with Cincinnati facing Nebraska Thursday at 8:30. Texas at Ohio State Saturday at 11:30, Notre Dame at Miami Sunday at 7:30, and North Carolina hosting TCU Monday at 7. It's all this weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I messed that up, so I'm sorry.
To be fair, I didn't set you up for success.
I'm just a football player acting like I can do radio. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Get off Twitter, man.
All right, let's go to Throwback Thursday trivia. Mike is up one for the season, 7-6. Bo could tie it up today. Since we have Labor Day coming up this weekend, we're going to do Throwback Thursday trivia on holidays. Dylan, I'm telling you to listen very closely on these. These are very easy questions today, so Mike and Bo will both be ringing in, I'm sure, on every single one.
I got both headphones in. I'm locked in.
There we go. Okay.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What sport's biggest event? What sport traditionally kicks off every year on Labor Day weekend?
Bo. College football.
Yes. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade ends with the arrival of which holiday icon, Bo?
Snoopy.
No.
The parade ends with the arrival of which icon?
An icon.
Santa.
Yes.
Santa!
I just remember Snoopy, the big Snoopy.
All right, it's 1-1. On Memorial Day weekend, what race takes place?
Bo. Indy 500.
That is correct. Wow. 2-1. Which NFL team has hosted a Thanksgiving Day game?
Bo. Mike.
Bo.
Detroit Lions.
That is correct. Since 1934. That's crazy. What marathon is famously run on Patriots Day?
Bo. Boston.
That is correct. Nice. It is 4-1. What holiday do dentists hate the most?
Mike. Halloween.
That is correct.
I don't know why I froze on that one.
What football game takes place in Pasadena?
Mike. Bo.
Dylan.
Mike first. Got it.
Okay,
Rose
Mike.
Bowl.
Yes. The NBA has made which
Bo.
Holiday?
Mm.
Bo.
Christmas.
That is correct. It is 5-3.
I was like, dude, I got this one.
Which college football game is nicknamed the Egg Bowl?
Bo.
Mike.
Mississippi versus Mississippi State.
That is correct. 6-3. Bo is in the lead.
Lee.
Major League Baseball traditionally honors who on April 15th?
Mike. Jackie Robinson.
That is correct. It is 6-4. What holiday marks the official start of the Christmas shopping season?
Bo. It's Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Oh, two different days.
Yeah, he said
that's
actually,
two different days.
Actually, it's not. Black Friday starts
two different days.
Black Friday shopping starts Thursday night.
That's not the you can't, what?
But the holiday is called Black Friday, though.
That's the same thing.
No, it's Thanksgiving not. And Black Friday.
You had to have Thanksgiving before you have Black Friday.
I think we got to throw this one out. Dylan, what say you?
I would personally give it to Mike.
They line up on Thanksgiving night.
Don't give
they
it to
used
me.
To
he'll,
line
he'll
up.
Flip the, he'll flip the table.
We're just going to throw this
throw
one
it
out.
Man.
We're going to throw it out. We're going to throw it out.
Nobody's point.
Things attached to the ground, thank God.
This is going
to
be pretty heavy.
What's the record number of hot dogs Joey Chestnut has eaten in 10 minutes on the 4th of July?
Mike.
73. No.
Ah!
I'm going to say... I'm going to say it's 77.
No. 83.
Oh.
I knew that. You were right. There was a 3 in there. Just the wrong number.
83.
I've
all
been
right.
to that event before. I watched him do it. It's crazy.
Gross. 6-4. What sport is featured in the Winter Classic?
Mike. Hockey.
Yes.
Let's go.
That is 6-5. What streaming service held the Christmas match?
Mike. Christmas match. I'm going to say Netflix.
Yes. There was a Christmas matchup between the Chiefs and the Steelers.
I was like, dude, you threw me off with the match.
I love how you stopped.
Well,
that.
You really threw yourself off.
It is now tied 6-6. The Westminster Dog Show takes place on what holiday every year?
Mike. Dude.
I like how he sounded out his own name.
New Year's Day.
No.
Ah.
I'm just going to throw it out there. July 4th?
Nope. It's Thanksgiving.
Really?
It's after the parade.
Watch the parade either. So.
In the song, Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? This is a hard one.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
The magic of Christmas?
No.
Ah.
It
was Christmas magic.
When they put a carrot in his nose.
No, you're closer though. It was the hat.
It was the hat.
The hat. The hat did it.
That's right. My second guess would have been the scarf, but yeah, you're right.
On Valentine's Day, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell filed a patent for
Mike. Telephone.
That is correct.
Oh, somebody thought of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. I was like,
all right, 7-6. We'll get through a couple more real quick. If someone doesn't wear green on
Sunday,
Mike.
You pinch them.
That's exactly it. 7-7. More than 1 billion people celebrate this holiday on April 22nd each year. Captain Planet probably loves it too.
Mike.
Earth Day.
Good work.
8-7. One more. On the second Sunday in May, you'll be in big trouble if you don't celebrate. Mike.
The second Sunday in May?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Go ahead. You want to finish the question?
On the second Sunday in May, you'll be in big trouble with who if you don't celebrate them?
Ooh, I don't know.
God! Can I re-rack? Oh, that's not good.
It's the final
Mother's
question.
Mother's Day.
It's Mother's
Moms.
Day. Yeah, Mother's Day.
I deserve to lose. I deserve to lose. And now I'm in big trouble, Allie.
Now you're in trouble.
Again,
it's like twice this week I've gotten you in trouble at home. All right, so, Bo, you won that one. It is now 7-7 for the season. Coming up, practice squad is signed. Mike and Bo will break down what all the pieces mean next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the...
I'm a winner on
Mike.
The Odyssey app.
Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.